I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Welcome. We're going to play around with some energy. We're going to pull it. We're going to flow it. We're going to create space. This is something you just intuitively do. You don't have to try to do it. Of course, you can visualize that that's a tool. And just be aware that you're moving energy and creating something different in your reality. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And start to get present with your body. We're going to do a body scan where we become conscious of our body bit by bit. We'll start with your crown, going down to your eyes, through your head, breathing, and go ahead, just keep going down, becoming aware of all of you, all of your body, all of your skin, your pores. And now beginning to be aware of the air touching your skin a few centimeters out and a little bit more. And now just begin to expand your being out. Just allow yourself to take up way more space. Include everything. No need to make anything right or wrong. Just expand out bigger than anything that has been going on, bigger than anything that's been going through your mind, bigger than anything that you are. Just let your being expand out and start taking way more space up. Now let's begin to pull a bit of energy into our life. Energies that we would like to be present in our lives. I like to begin with the energy of trust. So I just imagine from in front of me, through all the universe, through me and back out into the universe, like a river of light, I just start pulling energy, and I ask the energy to start pulling. I pull from my right, from my down deep into the ground. Even if you're in an apartment building like I am, I just become aware of the couch below me, the floor, and I go down every level, every story, all the way down into the ground. And I begin to pull nourishing energy from the earth, that energy of trust, and I see it flowing from all the way down there, all the nutrients, all the power, all the potency, up, 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 all the way through my bottom, my spine, going up, out through my head, and back out into the universe. From my right and my left, I pull energy from mountains, from snows, from streams, from the ocean. If you've been to some beautiful oceans, start pulling the energy from there. Perceive the energies that you felt, that nourishment from nature, and start pulling it in and ask for more of it now. And as you ask for it, go ahead and start opening yourself up to receive it. And see how the energy from all these nourishing places, this energy of trust, this energy of euphoria and fun and expansion just begins to dance with all your molecules, who, by the way, are very spread out. And why don't, as you're doing that, you take up some more space? Oh, it's like in the best way possible, taking off or like unbuttoning your pants when your stomach is really full. Just, whew, I've been wanting to take up more space. And we choose it now. Now, if there's been anything that was a pressing issue before we started this meditation, go ahead and bring it to your presence or become aware of it now. Where is it? And remember, this is as you remain expanded. You've got this nourishing, contributive energy just flowing in like rivers of light just crossing right at your body. And let's become aware of maybe something that you want to create more space in. What in your reality has been, could use more space? We're going to give it some space now. Go ahead and think about that. And whether it's something like an issue going on in your life, or even if you don't really know how to explain it, you don't have to pinpoint it to something. Just a sort of tight energy, we're going to go ahead and begin to flow this nourishing energy that's coming into us. We're going to flow it to that has been requiring space. And we also ask to become aware of places in our life, that have just been a bit heavy. Unnecessarily becoming aware that we don't have to choose that. Go ahead and let it pop up. There it is. Whether it's right in front of your face, to the right, to the left. Maybe it feels a little achy all around. And we now ask it to spread out. We ask for space to show up between these molecules. And with your being, flowing energy at it, or if it is inside you, go ahead and receive that nourishing energy. And just notice how it starts to dissipate, kind of like fade out as it grows big. The heaviness leaving. It's becoming light. And just notice how there is something different showing up. And if it is energy that you would like to choose, go ahead and invite it to contribute to you. And that if it is a point of view that you don't really choose or want to keep choosing, and you weren't wrong for choosing it before, but go ahead and take a look and allow yourself in these next 10 seconds to choose. And you being expanded, as you always are, you look at it and you're so much bigger. And you can just choose. Do you choose this for your life? If no, what would you like to create? What would you like to create? What do you choose in these next 10 seconds just for fun, detached from the outcome? Not needing to get anywhere, not needing to escape anything from this abundant, big space you're taking up with all this nourishing, fun, euphoric, enriching energy. What would you like to create? Maybe with your body, you ask for more energy. You choose to create more vitality and strength and communion. Ask for that now. And we also ask to start to perceive that energy. start to perceive what it's like having that agility, that vitality, that strong beating heart, that strength and joy and consciousness as you train and work out. Where working out is no longer something you gotta do to look a certain way. It's something you enjoy doing with your body. And I'm not talking about being at a gym here. What kind of movement does your body crave? What kind of movement, expression, strength, power would you like to experience with your body? And go ahead and ask for that. Ask for the awareness of what would bring joy to you in your body. In that way of movement, whether it be slow, in a stretch. I recently found out I freaking love stretching. And it feels so good to the body. Or maybe you want to kickbox and have this immense power and energy with every breath and every punch or sprint. And all projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections you have of your body, what it's capable of doing, what you should do with your body, what working out is, and how you're supposed to look. I'm going to energetically clear that. Would you like to destroy and uncreate it? There you say, yeah. All right. Here's the energetic clearing. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys, povat and beyonds. If you didn't understand that, no worries. I cleared it for you. Now, what would you like to have as your life? Just because it's fun. I want you to go ahead and make a ball right in front of you and begin to fill this ball with the energy of what you choose for your life. And let it flow from all the universe, like being open to receive it, and also flow it in from you because you are that energy already. The energy of trust, the energy of power, peace, strength, excitement, the energy of nourishment, the energy of presence, the energy of joy, and whatever other energies you're wanting to be present, you're choosing to be present in your life. Now go ahead and step into that ball and take in those energies. Oh, how easy it is to receive. And why don't we ask now that our capacity to receive expand? And everything that doesn't allow your capacity to receive with total ease, all of it, and knowing you are bigger than it. Times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it all now. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys, povat and beyonds. Now being in this ball, receiving all this energy, let's ask to go 6 months into the future. Where are you? What are you waking up to? And be aware of what's around, not as in things that you've created, but energies that are present in your life. Is it the energy of gratitude for yourself, for your business that is nourishing and a joy to be in and express yourself in? Is it that sense of trust within yourself and the universe and your loved ones and the people around you, where you're surrounded by nourishing people, a nourishing apartment? And go ahead and start walking through your day. Just go ahead and sense and ask for the perception of that which you choose to experience? How much ease do you have being around people, showing up, being seen? How much fun do you have with the interactions throughout the day? How do you feel in your body, that strength, vitality, joy, the ease, the glory, the expression, the fun? Do you invite the energy of laughter, just deep belly laughs, crack ups into your life? And being there, living all that beauty, start to ask for more. Start to expand even more and receive even more. Pull even more energy. Expand out even further. Relax even deeper. Enjoy even more. And what would it take for your capacity to receive all of this, even grow even more? Everything that doesn't allow it, we destroy and uncreate it all now. Good and bad, right and wrong, pot and buck, all nine shorts, boys, poet, and beyonds. And notice that which you thought would be so hard to get over. Those choices that you thought were so hard to make, that just weren't for you, that you weren't capable of choosing it. And notice where you are now, being there 6 months from now, receiving all these energies, being so expanded and pulling and receiving even more. And notice how easy, how full of ease and fun, and how simple it really was. And just rejoice a bit in the fact that you're there. You think it's funny, it's a little cute, how much bigger than you thought it was. But here you are, experiencing those energies, being blown away by the beauty of life, being so grateful for what you've created, feeling so nourished and so loved. And so grateful for the contribution that you are. And being there, receiving all these energies, go ahead and come back to your beautiful body. And before opening your eyes, let's take a deep breath. Aware of all our body, our gorgeous body that we get to spend this life with, this magical, beautiful body. And we relax and we notice how we start to become a bit energized. And it's not like a caffeine high where you're kind of shaking. It's that potency, that energy, but you're expanded and clear-headed, feeling vibrant, feeling strong. Go ahead and open your eyes and enjoy all the energy you just started pulling into your life and receiving it. Keep asking for more and have a wonderful day. Or night. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.